Welcome to Utah Pet Care. This is your host, Todd Goetz.
And today I'm going to be talking about 10 tips for keeping your pets happy and healthy in Utah's climate. Living in Utah is a lot of fun. We have a really awesome climate that gives you the best of each season. But we do have some very hot summers and very cold winters. For pet owners, this can cause a lot of challenges to keeping their pet healthy. So today we're going to be talking about some tips that I learned from my sister, Andrea Thompson, who is a longtime practicing veterinary technician. And these are some of the tips that she feels that every pet owner in Utah should know. Number one, stay out of vehicles. You shouldn't keep your pet in a vehicle that's not running at temperatures that are greater than 65 degrees for short periods of time, like more than 5 minutes. Your pet's body will react to heat differently than humans, and it can suffer heat stroke a lot quicker than you would think. It can also be a very traumatic experience for your pet to be stuck in a vehicle with rising temperatures and no way to leave. The added stress along with rising temperatures can cause great harm and may end your pet's life sooner than you think it would. Number two, schedule walks during dawn or dusk. Taking walks during the late morning or afternoon when temperatures are at their highest puts your pet at risk for overheating, dehydration, and sunburns. Get in the habit of taking walks either early in the morning or when the sun is setting or has already set. This will give your pet the benefit of exercise without the risk of overheating. Number three, provide extra water. When you leave your house with your pet, make sure you bring, or share if you're willing to, a water bottle for them so that they can stay hydrated. When you're leaving the house and your pet is left behind, make sure that they have an extra bowl of water just in case they run out or spill it. Adding ice cubes to the water makes it more enjoyable for them, just like it would for us. Number four, limit time spent on asphalt. When taking your pet on concrete or asphalt, you'll want to test the temperature of these surfaces before you expose your pet's paws to them. Place the back of your hand on the asphalt. If the heat is unbearable for more than 5 seconds for you, it will definitely feel the same or worse to your pet. If you need to walk across a hot surface with your pet, you might want to consider investing in some dog booties. Though they look pretty silly, and people will probably make fun of your pet or take a photo, these are pretty cheap and are quite effective at protecting your paws, your pet's paws, that is, from the hot surface. Number five, recognize and treat heat stroke. Prolonged exposure to the heat will cause heat stroke in your pet, similar to what humans experience when we're in hot temperatures for a long time. Some of the symptoms of heat stroke are heavy panting, difficulty breathing, increased heart rate, weakness, collapsing, diarrhea, seizures, and vomiting. If you see any of these symptoms in your pet, you need to act immediately. Move your pet into a shaded or air-conditioned area. Get them wet for no more than 5 minutes. Apply cool towels and ice packs to their head, neck, and chest. Once their condition has stabilized, contact your veterinarian immediately. Don't wait and see what will happen. It is not worth the risk. Number six, shelter from the cold. There are very few breeds of dogs that can actually withstand our cold winters. Some of these breeds are sheepdogs, chow chows, St. Bernards, and Siberian huskies. Even if you have any of those types of dogs, that's no reason to leave them out in the cold. Utah has laws that requires you to keep your outdoor pets in a sheltered environment during the winter. An adequate shelter needs to protect your pet from getting wet from snow and rain, and keep them protected from the wind exposure. If you have an outdoor shelter for your dog, make sure that the entrance has a flap that will open and close to keep wind and precipitation out. Number seven, care for the young and old. Newborn puppies and older dogs are especially sensitive to the cold weather and will lose their internal heat much quicker when exposed to the cold. Dogs, like humans, have a shiver reflex to keep them warmer, but newborn puppies won't develop this reflex immediately. It is something that will develop over time. Older dogs will often suffer from arthritis, which can worsen in colder temperatures and cause them greater pain. Make sure your pets have an increased intake of food during the cold months. Number eight, check food frequently. During the winter, you will need to check on your pet's food and water multiple times each day and ensure that neither are frozen. Contrary to popular belief, dogs will not eat snow as a source of water and can become dehydrated if their source of water is frozen. Number nine, protect your pet's paws. Make sure to check your pet's paws frequently on the bottom when outside for buildup of snow, ice, salt, or chemicals. Snow and ice will cause discomfort when walking. A sign of this is when your pet is limping. Sometimes the pellets of ice can become jagged and cause cuts on the bottom of your pet's paw. This, along with the exposure to the salt and other chemicals, can irritate their skin and even cause infections. Again, you might want to consider purchasing booties to place on their paws for the winter months as well as the summer months. Number 10. Acclimatize your pet. When the weather is first starting to get cold in the fall, you'll want to take your pet outside so that they can begin to acclimatize and get used to the cooling temperatures. Most breeds of dogs and cats will have a seasonal winter coat that is thicker and better for withstanding the cold temperatures of winter. Exposing your pet to the milder temperatures of fall will help them develop a better fur coat so that they are ready for when winter comes. And those are the 10 tips for keeping your pets happy and healthy in Utah's climate. Thank you for listening.